Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Saturday Live at the Old Hill Manor. Now, you're here because there's nothing on the telly. And I'm here live from the Old Hill Manor. And I'm your host, Lord Hill. Now, we've got something to tell you. So, this is what's happened. Yesterday, I became officially an old age pensioner. Yep, I had my 66th birthday, and now I'll get the old age pension. Well, I'll get it probably next month, because they ain't going to pay it in advance, are they? They'll pay it in arrears, because you know what they're like. So, yesterday, God, what a day. Started the day off, we went over to, caught the bus, got me bus pass, used the bus. Down to Godsport, jumped on the old the ferry, went across to Portsmouth, and off to HMS Victory Senior HMS for the lunchtime, what do you call it, meat raffle. Yeah, so we had the meat raffle yesterday. Didn't win anything. One, nothing. However, the previous week, we had a right royal result. We came up with the star prize, which was, like, it's like a double crown turkey wrapped in bacon. So Lady Hill, she's only gone and stuffed it in the freezer, and we'll have that for Christmas. We also got a joint of gammon, another joint of gammon. We seem to be fairly lucky with joints of gammon. So that was that. And then we came back over and we got ready for the party. Now, we had some guests round at the Old Hill Manor for dinner last night. And everybody got fairly inebriated, including oneself. I got totally trashed. We started off, it was themed, by the way. Yes, we had a theme, and it was hello, hello. And I went along as René Artois, because it was easier than getting dressed up in a morning suit and going as Mr. Alphonse. Then we had a couple of serving wenches. So it was a cracking night. We started off with traditional French onion soup, and my old mate, he knocked up a couple of gallons of French onion soup with a crouton in there and Gruyere cheese over the top, melted in. God, it was gorgeous. Yeah, he put half a ton of onions in there, garlic, the lot. Oh, it was very, very tasty. Followed up by chicken chachar. Yes. With the old mushroom sauce and that on there. The Lady Hill knocked that up herself. Very, very nice. What did we have for the dessert? Oh, profiteroles. Oh, they was lovely. With cream on the top. And then we finished off with the old doobie, what's it? Cheese board. Now, we started drinking pastis and the old Henry Bourdon, which is the premier, the best Grand Cru pastis that you can get. So after we necked a couple of them, we went on to wine. Oh, and then we finished up on the spiced rum. Yeah, it got a bit hazy towards the end of the night, if I'm honest. So it was a good night had by all. This morning I got up, dragged myself out the old pit, and went off to one of the old Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs over at Sovereigns at Portsmouth. Yeah, met up with a few guys. Little bit of banter going on and stuff like that, as it always does. If you've not been to an Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs, they're all over the country. You know? Just go and do a search on Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club and you'll find them. And they're there. And they are all good fun. It's all veterans. And you'll be made most welcome. What else has been going on? Well, got some news. Got a little bit of news on the new Royal Enfield Himalayan 450. I am reliably informed they are now in the country. So all I've got to do is get from wherever they are to the distribution centre to my designated dealer. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that will happen next week. Then I need to nip over there, give them the bits and pieces that they need to put on the bike, because I've got a bike tracker and a charging block for the cameras and everything on the tour. So I need to fit that. And there's a charging lead to go on as well, and another little lead for me sat nav. I know there's a sat nav on the bike, but I don't think I can download the Watsonets on there, the maps that I need. So I've got, have a look at this. There's my sat nav, and even got it all ready to go on to the bike. So that'll clip on the handlebars, and I just need the little doobie in the back there. Yeah, for the charging lead. And that'll be that ready to go then, won't it? So, yeah, can't wait. Can't wait to get the bike on the road and start doing some outs on it, some trips. What else is going on at the Old Hill Manor? Well, we're just about to get some guests. The son and daughter-in-law that just got married, they're just moving out of his flat. They're going to move in here for about a month or so until their house is ready to move into. Now, they're going to be away for 2 weeks on their honeymoon. They're going off to Japan. And it gives us a little bit of freedom when they get back. Because instead of just popping off for one night, worrying about getting back for Artie the ship's cat, because he doesn't come with us anymore, we'll be able to go away for 2 or 3 days, which we want to do. There's a few places we want to go and visit. So, yes. We'll be doing that. What else am I doing? Well, I'm still recovering from last night, obviously. It was a cracking night. Yeah, it was good. Had a guest on this week. Yeah, it was a really interesting conversation. If you haven't seen it, go and have a look. It's all about surviving suicide, or being a survivor of suicides. So the lady I had on, her father killed himself, and then her brother killed himself. So it's all about helping people that have survived somebody taking their own life and taking that stigma out of it, and helping people to cope with that particular problem. I know all about that. I've been down that road a couple of times myself. So I know all about surviving the trauma of somebody taking their own life. And it's hard. It really is. They say suicide is painless. It ain't. It just ain't painless, is it? Not the pain that he leaves behind. But if we can help one person stop taking their life, we've achieved something there. What else is going on in the world? God, there's all sorts going on at the moment, isn't there? It doesn't get any better. Oh, I think the sooner, I don't know, sooner we get a general election, get rid of this lot, the next lot coming in, well, they ain't going to be any better, are they? Let's face it. We've got to go through an awful lot of pain before we get some good. And, you know, my political persuasions, I'm down the old route of, Reform UK. I mean, they ain't perfect, but they've certainly got a better plan than the rest of them. We'll certainly get us out of what we're in at the moment, which ain't good. So what do you guys think? Is anybody out there that has got a different opinion to me, would like to enlighten me, to tell me I'm wrong? Of course, they're calling us far right. We're not. We're not far right. We're just right. And you notice that it's always the loony left that have got the problem. It's always the left that have an issue. The right are just right. And I like the idea that the old BBC got taken, dragged over the coals for calling reform far right. I mean, the latest polls are really eye-opening and really surprising what's going on there with reform. I mean, they're starting to... It won't be long before they overtake the Conservatives. And I've got Labour worried as well, which is good. They need to be worried because Labour are probably worse than the Tories. I know that's hard to believe, but that's my thinking. I mean, the Tories are bad. They have lost their way. They have totally screwed up. They've run out of ideas. And the ideas that they have got are rubbish ones. But Labour have got even less ideas. They just won't tell you what their ideas are. And, anybody that can remember back to the last lot, the Labour we had weren't any good for us. They left it with no coffers in. Same as this lot. They spent even more. Anyway, let's get off that subject of politics. It will start winding me up. And I don't want to be wound up. Because I'm an old age pensioner and I've got to think about the old ticker and all that sort of thing, haven't you? You've got to be worried. You've got to be worried when you're an old age pensioner. So, yeah, finally got my pension. So let's see how much they take of that. And by the way, it's going to be a reduced pension. The reason it's going to be a reduced pension is because years ago they let you opt out and start paying into a private pension, and they give you a bit of tax relief on it. And they still took your national insurance, so that didn't change. You're still paying it, but you'd be able to get some tax relief on some other bits and pieces you was doing. So, yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how much more reduced pension's going to be and then how much tax they take off of me. Because they're already taking tax off of my army pension, which I don't think's right. I don't think's fair. Yeah. But, I mean, life's life. You got to live it. You've got to live every day as though it's your last, because one day it will be. And the last thing you want is to turn up at the old pearly gates with regrets. You don't want any regrets. That's for sure. But, yeah, I enjoy life. I've got some big plans for this year. As long as this old carcass of mine holds up. And I've got half a chance because I'm getting this new drug. I've already started this new drug. Now, next Saturday is my second one, I think. I think I've got to give myself a second one next Saturday. So what I might do is show you how to give it. It's an EpiPen. And the bloody thing makes you smart a bit. It doesn't make you smart smart. It just makes you ouch smart. Mind you, it might help. You never know. But there you go. That's what's coming up. What have we got coming up this week? Hopefully, with a bit of luck, be able to go and get the new bike by the end of the week. Inshallah. Fingers crossed on all that. So is anybody out there? Anybody want to give us a thumbs up? Give us the old thumbs up. And, stick a comment in, say hello. Hello, how are you? Your old git. Because I am. I'm getting on. I'm an old bloke there. I'm officially a pensioner. An old age pensioner. Well, you're not allowed to call us old age pensioners anymore, are you? What do they call us nowadays? Senior citizens? Or is that gone out the window as well? What do they call us? I don't know. Because of my bus pass. I've got my bus pass. So my bus pass doesn't say old age pensioners. I forget what it says. Shall I have a look? Have I got my wallet on me? I've got my wallet. I'll have a look. See what my bus pass says. Concessionary travel for older HM government with your local authority. It doesn't say that it's what sort it is. It doesn't say it's an old person's one. But what's wrong with this card, right, is you've got to be 67 or 66 before you can get it in England. But if you're in Scotland or Wales, you can get it at 60. How fair is that? Do you think that's fair? That Wales and Scotland can get a concessionary bus pass, an old age pensioner's bus pass at 60, yet in England, you've got to wait until you're 66. That's wrong. In my opinion, that is wrong. So they either have to put it up in Scotland and Wales, or they've got to bring it down in England. Because it just ain't fair. It ain't right. Particularly when you think the south of England are the ones that fund the rest of the country. They're the ones that fund the ability for Scotland and to Wales for having free prescriptions, having old age pensioner bus passes at 60 and not 66. So why is the south of England penalised, or England penalised like that? That's wrong. Plus they've got the Barnett formula, which gives Scotland and Wales a lot more money per head than England. I don't know. I'll just give up. But I'm not going to give up like that. I'm going to carry on living. Because I have a fantastic life. I really do. I have a great life. I can't complain too much. If I did, no bugger would listen. So, anyway, I've rattled on for long enough, I think, on this live Saturday afternoon from the old Hill Manor. You can see I'm in the drawing room today. Maybe next week I'll go into the dining room, or maybe back into the library. I'll do the old Wednesday live stream from the library, because it's quieter in there at the old Hill Manor. So, just like this, to thank you for all my birthday wishes. I had hundreds of people wishing me happy birthday. And from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you. It's so nice that it's funny. Everybody that wished me happy birthday, I know. I've got them on face ache and I know them. So, yeah, thanks very much. Anyway, so until maybe next week, when I come live again from the old Hill Manor. So until then, thank you for your time. Thank you for indulging with me. And until then, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.